Technorama episode 432, Gas Giants.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I'm ready to get my mosey on. Where's the mosey class?
Over there, in the media corner.
Does it extend the walkabout class?
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
I'm cracking up already.
Welcome to Technorama. We are cracked up already. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me as always is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I feel like a fool today.
And
how's that different from any other day?
It's not.
Okay, just want to be clear about that.
Also joining us in the studio once again,
Ben Ragginton.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
And working the cameras and everything else.
I'm Keith Lang.
Because again. This is sounding, this is looking a little bit too familiar. I'm feeling a really strong sense of deja vu here.
It's
I was really hoping you're going to have
slice of techno.
Slice of techno, Rama.
Now, if we can just get the listenership from you, the old show.
You know what? Good numbers there.
There's a few that are listening now.
Yes, sir.
I was hoping you're going to have Michael Meningay in there running the board, and you were going to sit a seat.
Very close. We almost pulled that off for April Fool's, but Mike got sidetracked. He's building a model train in one of the rooms of his house and totally lost track of time.
You know what he needs?
What is it? A hobby?
For his train. He needs like a model of the Firefly over the train.
Serenity?
Yeah. Do you want the train job?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be sweet.
And have it fly around.
Yeah.
Hey, you should like on the train, put a little wire and hang the Firefly off of it so it follows the train,
Right.
Yeah, it could be done.
And a little like a Jane dangling mobile. Down.
Like a mobile or something on top of the
train. I like that. Yeah, Jane. That'd be funny. Him hanging off the off
the
Serenity.
How small that would be? He's got like what?
Tiny.
O scale or something really tiny. Yeah.
Oh, does okay.
Well, Mike's got a really good eye for detail. I think he could probably pull
he
that off.
He could paint the Jane hat and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
He hates the Jane hat, though.
I'm calling him out. I want to challenge him.
We're going to be right back because we have a lot of stuff coming up in this show. We have, this is April Fool's, if you didn't know. So you have to figure out which of these stories are real and which one isn't. We've got email out of jail. Kitty litter is a dangerous thing. And the most interesting car passenger in the world coming up right after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeremy, one half of the podcasting team responsible for Casual Mode with Jeremy and David, the podcast for geeks of all trades and masters of none. Casual Mode is a weekly podcast dedicated to everything geeky that we can cram into the approximate space of 2 hours. Gaming, pro wrestling talk, an extreme amount of Pokemon talk, the occasional interview and some tech news, and even sports, because yes, sports fans, whether you want to admit it or not, you are geeks too. Throughout the week, we've also got Casual Mode Mini, special episodes dedicated to a single topic. We've done special episodes on the Pokemon metagame, and also on college basketball, and whenever important news breaks that warrants a mini, we'll be there with full analysis. So where can you listen to all of this? Well, we're posted every Friday on FNX Network at fnx.network, and also on our YouTube page. Just search for Casual Mode and you'll find our channel, more than likely the first result. And be sure to engage with us on Facebook at facebook.com/casualmodepodcast, and follow David and I on Twitter. He's Zero Sage Harpuia, that's spelled H-A-R-P-U-I-A, and I am at Shadowbird712. We hope you'll join us each week for Casual Mode with Jeremy and David. Later, y'all.
I gotta know, was that spelling in Welsh?
Exactly.
Because that was the weirdest spelling I've ever heard.
PQRZ spells Steve.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, you know, when they were talking about the name of their podcast was Casual Mode.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of the turbo button, you know, on the turbo PCs. Button. Remember on the
goodness. A turbo button on the PCs. That
Wow, that's going back.
So you can get it from 8 to 10 megahertz.
Yeah. Well, I started thinking on the older system, or I'm sorry, more recent machines that had the turbo button.
Yeah.
I started thinking, did it really do anything?
Probably not. We have voicemail.
Voicemail.
And some other mail.
Far out.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Boom, boom, boom. Mailman, mailman, mail today.
Reach right out and pull one out.
Those letters. I love those letters.
Let's find out what you got to say.
Oh, boy! Mailman, ding dong, mail today.
Not this house again. Oh, man.
We're all singing along this time.
Oh, darn. I was a little late there. I was trying to run the board.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, read them out, Mr. McFeely.
Wait, we're going to go with Crazy Joe first.
Hey.
Hey, guys. This is Crazy Joe of Megapod Go.
Ding!
I was just listening to the latest Technorama, and I heard that little bit you guys did where the whole Slice of Sci-Fi crew came with the house. And number one, I'm a little sad that I'm one of the only ones that did not come with the house. Because, I would have liked to have been included in the sale. But number two, you guys are not the Green Acres of podcasts.
Oh, he's calling you out, Craig.
The Bayberry RFD. You just kept the entire supporting cast of the Andy Griffith Show and added $10.
Oh, God.
But everyone else stayed the same. So it's Mayberry RFD.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clear that up. All right. Bye.
We're the Andy Griffith Mayberry RFD Gomer Pyle reunion show.
What was the RFD for?
I have no idea. It's the registration of the little town or something.
In our case, it would be what, RFC or RFP?
I don't know.
Yeah, RFP. Actually, I was thinking more like Bewitched. I was thinking more like RFP. Bewitched. I was thinking more like Bewitched. We just switched the Darrens out.
No, because that's just one cast member on a whole show. This is, they take the whole cast and bring it to another show. He's right.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
Thank you, Joe. We also have one from Nicholas on Loot Crate. Craig was talking about that and the stuff he got. He says, hi, Chuck and Craig. I heard you guys talking about Loot Crate, and I love them. The only thing I didn't like was that my wife kept taking things from mine. But we solved that by getting her own. Anything neither of us wants goes into a box that gets doled out to the kids' birthday parties. Talk about your trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
Or stocking stuffers or Easter baskets or guests you don't like. I made that last part up. You mentioned I live in Alaska, but I recently had to make my own trek across country from Alaska to Florida.
Holy smokes.
That's about as far across country as you can get on the continent.
As far as weather, too.
I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago, we adopted a little girl from China. I do remember that.
I do, too, yeah.
It turns out she has a rare form of scoliosis that we could not treat here in Juneau. Mm. Oh, we were referred to Shriners Hospital in Tampa, so in the long run, it meant a move was in order.
Oh, gosh.
Luckily, that's a tough move. Luckily, we have family in Florida, and the company I work for allows me to work from home. Talk about working remotely.
Yeah.
Things are working out well enough. We are about to complete our second adoption, our fourth child in June. Hey, congratulations.
I got back to Alaska.
Yeah,
well, having Juneau is a really nice place, but I've got to imagine they must be enjoying Florida just a tiny bit more.
Just a bit.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
We took a cruise to Alaska, and we almost stayed. Love that place.
We did a cruise to Alaska last September, and we loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I certainly would not want to live there.
No.
That is on my bucket list.
To live there?
To live in Alaska?
No, not to live in Alaska. Oh. To go on a cruise to Alaska.
there are parts of it that are just really freezing cold.
Yes. The icy parts.
Really cold.
Yeah, I tell you what, regarding the cruise, I was like, wow, this is expensive. But when we went, I would have totally paid the money and did it again.
Yeah, I would like to do it again here in a couple of years.
In a couple of years, I'd love to go back.
We had an incredible whale watching experience. It was just
it was magic.
It was
We have another email of shows from Mark. He says, Chuck, Craig, and whomever else is in the binary studio.
Oh, thank you for including us.
And the rest here on Tech. Yeah. Yes, my brother is still on.
My brother?
My birthday is still on March 29th, which would be exactly today as we record this. Happy birthday, Mark. I forgot that I put my birthday in the wiki. I don't think he did. I think I stole that from one of the other sources. Mm. Yes, I still work for the National Park Service and am moving in my career to Mount Rainier National Park in Washington State very soon. Mount Rainier is beautiful.
What was the emphasis there, Chuck? What? It's like you yelled, Mount Rainier.
It's a cool place.
Okay.
I became a fan of Technorama and Freestyle right after I attended the podcasting course in Oakland, California in 2009.
Well, there's one person fan. For Freestyle.
I love how he signs this too. You gotta keep on. I am not a techno geek, so half the time when you start talking about programming and IT issues, it's all like a foreign language to me.
Well, however, computer language.
Yeah, I know many languages. None of them are in English or what people speak.
People speak.
However, I have been a fan of computers since elementary school back in the 70s. He didn't specify early or late, so we'll just say the 70s. My favorite computer, bar none, was my Atari ST.
Holy moly.
Sweet.
I loved that machine. He italicized it and bolded. I loved that machine, and I used it to type my dissertation and first book. Wow. I am not sure what happened to it, but I have many fond memories of that machine. The worst electronic sound, bar none, is our smoke detectors.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Yes, I know they're supposed to be loud, but come on. Now there's beep, beep, beep smoke detectors, and then there's the klaxon kind that are just annoying as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Says, thanks for all the years of Technorama. One of these days, I will start a podcast of my own.
There's no time better than the present.
Yeah, and there it's really easy to start one.
Yeah, he was at the course in Oakland that I taught. Yeah.
Very simple.
The information is now 6 years old, but it's still valid.
He's still pondering.
Signed, Mark, quote, the other ranger, unquote, Blackburn.
There's only two rangers in the service.
The National Park Service now has two rangers.
Greg's the one. Budget and I'm cuts. The other one.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for getting in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with us, where's my sister to tell them how?
Send your comments to technorama at chuckchat.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you can
call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, by the way.
Yes?
I know what RFD stands for now.
Really fine
dish.
Doo-doo. Oh, damn. No, it's rule-free delivery.
Oh.
It was a service which began in the United States in the late 19th century to deliver mail directly to rural farm families. I can go into the rest of it, but I'm not going to.
Rule-free delivery.
Yeah, so it was like a mail route. That's where the RFD came from,
oh,
I think.
Oh, that's right.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
And that, we visited the Outer Banks and over there where Andy Griffith lived.
Yeah.
And the little town that was...
Manteo.
It was tiny, tiny.
Very
tiny.
Small.
So. Yeah, he lived in Manteo, right?
Manio,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't say it wrong. Yeah.
All right, let's do the history thing. Keith, are you up for this? You got the show notes ready? Okay. All right, here we go. Because here comes the marching band on this day in history for April 1st, 2015. Some of these facts may or may not be true. This is the 91st day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 274 days remaining in 2015. It was on this date in 1826 that Samuel Morey patents the internal combustion engine. That's in 1826. That's a long time ago.
1826.
Go, Craig.
The Wrigley Company was founded in Chicago, Illinois, 124 years ago today.
Still chewing the same piece of gum.
Yep. April 1st, 1957, the BBC broadcasts the Spaghetti Tree Hoax on its current affairs program, Panorama.
55 years ago today, the Taros 1 satellite transmits the first television picture from space.
Ooh. It was pointing in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
That same date in 1960, Dr. Martens releases its first boots.
Yay.
Doc Martens, the Model 1460.
Oh. And the United States Department of Transportation begins operation 48 years ago today.
And there are people still in line waiting for their driver's license.
Yeah. Yes. And it was 39 years ago today that Apple Incorporated is formed by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. Yay, Steve.
There's a trivia question about the third guy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Never heard of
yay
him.
Yay, Steve.
Who the heck is that?
I think it's more accurate to say yay, Steve's.
Yeah.
Yay. April 1st, 1976, the Jovian Plutonian gravitational effect, soon revealed as an April Fool's Day hoax, is reported by British astronomer Patrick Moore.
An April Fool's Day hoax? Say it ain't so.
It ain't so.
Also today in 1997, Comet Hale-Bopp is seen passing over perihelion, New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey. Ha!
Google announces Gmail to the public 11 years ago today for Reels.
There's some cool stuff today.
And happy birthday goes out on this day to Danish mathematician George Moore, born on this date in 1640.
Georg.
Georg?
It's Georg.
Oh, okay.
Georg, yes.
I tried to correct you.
And of course, I get also born on this date in 1815, Otto von Bismarck.
Oh, that's
German
easy.
German politician. First Chancellor of the German Empire. I thought it was going to be another Russian name.
From a long line of donut makers. The man who played Mr. Carlson from WKRP in Cincinnati and many other great characters, actor Gordon Jump, was born today in 1932.
I swear to God, I thought they could fly.
As God is my witness.
It was a massacre.
Actress, singer, and dancer Debbie Reynolds turns 83 today.
Finally, happy 57th birthday to scientist Stephen O'Reilly.
And P.S., today is Edible Book Day. Whatever.
Yum.
Edible Book Day.
I guess that's for bookworms. That's the way it was on this day in history for April 1st, 2015.
Gives now new meaning to eating your words.
Oh.
Thank you.
The Lord of the Rings tastes really earthy.
No. Wish I thought of that.
Okay.
News and weather, everyone. No, wait, where is it? Here, we'll pick one at random.
Good news, everyone.
Old news.
All right, who wants the jail story?
Oh, hell, I'll
flip
take it.
For it. Okay, go, Ben. Here, let me scroll up.
An inmate who was in prison for multiple charges of fraud is apparently up to his old tricks. Posing as a senior court clerk, Neil Moore, 28, used an illicit mobile phone to email fake bail instructions to prison staff, who then released him. Oh, that's too embarrassing. Moore's being held at Wandsworth Prison in the UK for persuading organizations to give him nearly $3 million US dollars by posing as staff from Barclays Bank, Lloyd's Bank, and Santander. In his
a prince from Nigeria.
Yeah. Yes. In his most recent deception, which a trial judge described as ingenious, Moore set up a fake web domain closely resembling that of the court's services official address. He used it to email the prison's custody inbox with instructions for his release. The deception was uncovered 3 days later when solicitors went to interview Moore, only to find him gone. Yeah. Apparently, Moore felt guilty about his latest because he surrendered himself only 3 days after he was discovered missing.
He got away with it.
He got away with it and came back. He'll be sentenced on April 20th for 8 counts. Yes, for 8 counts of fraud and one count of escape. For his next trick, Moore will spend 20 years tunneling himself out with a rock hammer.
That somebody else gave him. I can't believe it, man. You fell for the oldest email trick in the book. Evil always wins because good is dumb.
That's right. That floors me. You got away with it. And then
I feel bad about myself.
Cross that up the to-do
list. I feel bad
list.
That they're all so stupid and fell for it. That's funny.
Hey, okay. I'm not making some of this stuff up.
Some of it.
Right.
Okay.
It's official. Kitty litter can be hazardous to your health, or at least if you're a pile of nuclear waste. A drum full of
my cats leave nuclear waste.
Yeah. A drum full of radioactive waste exploded at the waste isolation pilot plant in New Mexico last February, sparking serious safety concerns about the U.S.'s only long-term nuclear storage site. A year-long government investigation has officially fingered the long-suspected culprit, kitty litter. Kitty litter? Yes, inorganic kitty litter is commonly used to pack nuclear waste, but the contractors switched to tidy cat. switched to wheat-based organic kitty litter, which reacted with existing chemicals in the waste. Quote, the nitrate salt residues, organic sorbent, or sweet scoop, and neutralization agent, triethanolamine, I hate long chemical names, known to be present, represent a potentially reactive chemical mixture of fuels and oxidizers, concludes the report summary. All 277 pages of the full report are available by clicking through our show notes on the website.
Hey, the problem is the kitty litter is not gluten-free.
Well, why was the switch made? Was the other stuff not odorizer or anything?
Budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
That's what I was wondering, actually. Maybe the organic
gamma ray burst went. I was going to use that sound, but it's gone. I forgot to put it in.
The people in charge of handling our nuclear waste didn't realize this, for crying out loud.
Kitty litter, huh? Well.
Wait a minute. Why don't we send them used kitty litter?
There you go.
We recycle it. Oh. Hey,
it's already that. Got nuclear waste in it. Man,
I'm telling you. You're looking at a real bad China syndrome on that one. No, I'd hate to have that stuff melt down.
No one would go in there to steal this
stuff. It wouldn't be radioactive waste, but holy cow, would it stink.
Well, you know, the other popular place they use kitty litter is like cleaning up oil spills and things.
Yeah.
You know, garages use it all the time. When fluids leak out of cars and things, you throw it down. They call it floor dry, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we do that. We have a cat that we have a cat that has pees on the floor. So we throw it down on the floor and it soaks it all up
and then we just scoop it away.
Yeah. So talk about the nuclear waste again. Just a minute.
kitty litter can blow up nuclear waste. Warning, Will Robinson. Let's go to the birthday calendar.
Warning.
We have a plethora of birthdays. Oh, my goodness.
A plethora.
It makes you wonder what was in the water 9 months ago. We have April 3rd, trucker Tom Wiles. April 4th, is Brian K., my blog. Joel McLaughlin, a.k.a. Gorkin. And Timothy Lowe, who is a mutual friend of many of us podcasters. April 5th gets even worse. There's four of them. Or five, depending on how you count them. Yes. It's worse. There's more people with birthdays. You don't have to buy the cards and cakes and everything. Chad Davis, John Istler, Griffin Sylvester, Martine Teisman, who's Yorga's mom, Ringmaster Greg from Dancing with Elephants, wherever that went, are all on the 5th. It gets a little better on the 6th. It's like a weather forecast. It's going to be lightening up on the 6th with only three birthdays with Trevor Letecki, Rev Tim, and John Smar. And then on the 7th, we'll just see a sprinkling with PC Herring. That concludes our birthday weather report. If you want to be on the Technolorama birthday weather calendar, visit the wiki at chuckchat.com.
Technolorama?
What did I say?
Technoroma.
I think I heard an L in there.
I think I got marbles in my mouth again. Technorama birthday calendar weather report at chuckchat.com/technorama. No, /wiki.
Either way, they're going to ignore it.
Wow, aren't you?
The voice of confidence right there.
We've been at this a while.
I know what time it is.
It's time for a break. Nice segue. Thanks, dude. We even cut that off. We're going to be back with more meat and potatoes for this show as soon as we find some meat and potatoes.
Yum.
Hi, this is Tina Connolly from Toasted Cake, reminding you that podcast nominations are now open for the 10th Annual Parsec Awards. Do you have a favorite podcast? What about a favorite episode from last year? A story that really stuck with you? Or a roundtable that was particularly insightful? Well, You can bring a little joy into our humdrum lives by nominating your favorites from 2014. You have until May 31st, and the winners will be announced at DragonCon this September in Atlanta. Find all the details at ParsecAwards.com.
Facebook Messenger to get more upgrades. This is Technorama News. I'm Jack Etherday, filling in for Chip QWERTY, who's trying to cover a story at a local Radio Shack store that closed a month ago. Facebook continues to innovate in the wake of recent announcements about their popular Messenger application doing monetary transactions and phone calls. This week, the software giant has announced that they are working on a release that does animal translations. Pet owners all over the world are eagerly awaiting to find out if Grumpy Cat is truly grumpy. One unverified source sent Technorama News this audio clip.
That's totally bogus, bro. She's a total bitch.
Rumors abound about features in future releases, including robot nannies, a global password repository, and Darth Vader emoji. What will they think of next? Jack Etherday, Technorama News.
Ah, those software engineers never short on ideas, are they?
Especially the Darth Vader emoji.
I
really want to see that.
Happy Vader, sad Vader.
Vader, angry Vader.
It's all the same emoji. Yeah. Works for me.
It's up to the reader to guess which one you want. Well, right. I'm not sure if the person's mad, happy, sad. I can't tell.
That's the way email goes anyway, right? You can't tell.
Unless they're screaming at you. And then their caps lock.
Then it's all
just
caps
on.
Anyway, so who cares?
Yeah. It's either they're either mad at me or it's another letter from my mom.
Yeah. Right.
Craig, are you keeping an eye on the chat room?
Oh, wait, we have a chat room.
Yes, we do. And yes. I even did the social media thing this month. Bring that up, and we'll get there in just a sec after we get done with this. Hacks and strange stories.
By the way,
yes.
Wait, by the way, I know y'all have seen it in the show notes by now, but I kept thinking of Gritty Kitty Litter when we were talking about the cat litter.
Oh, you threw that in. I was just about to click on the link for the next story, and bam, that shows up. I thought Keith did it.
No, I'm trying to do it.
Gotta love Google Docs, how it throws things in your face right when you don't expect it. No more sharing. Yeah. And
well, it makes me think second about that whole story now.
No, wait. No, what? What was that? I'm supposed to have this one. Hacks and strange stories! As if this show isn't already full of strange stories, this one tickled my fancy. Just Ben, you want another one?
All right.
It's a short one.
Okay, there are lots of simple things you can do to get to work on time, but this is not one of them. A man in Washington was caught by state troopers using a cardboard cutout of the most interesting man in the world. From the Dos Equis ads as a passenger to fool authorities into letting him use the HOV lane. I've been so wanting to do this myself.
Don't do it.
Well, needless to say, oh, God darn it, didn't work. The man got fined. Trooper Guy Gill tweeted out the photo on Tuesday, giving the guy some props for at least having the courage to try this. I don't always violate the HOV lane law, he wrote, but when I do, I get a $124 ticket.
Yeah.
We'll give him an A for creativity. Yes, and after being pulled over, the driver told the officer that the man was his best friend.
Oh, that's sad.
Might have been a big fail, but the real Dos Equis guy could have gotten away with it, maybe. Maybe.
He's Maybe. Allowed to drive in the HOV lane by himself.
Mm. But when he does. Oh, that's a different
commercial. Friend's a little 2D.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little flat.
The dude's cracking up. Is like he's so embarrassed about getting pulled over in the picture.
I'm just feeling a little flat right now.
But you know what? Flat. I'll give props to the most interesting man in the world. He's keeping a straight face during the whole time.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Look at him. Just chilling out. Just like, what's so funny, cop?
What Dos Equis thinks about the whole thing, them using that brand.
I love the fact that his eyes were looking right at the cop.
That's what I was saying. That's what I thought. He was looking at the cop and still chilling
out. Yeah, and you've pulled me over for what?
Do you know who I am, senor?
Hey, well, you know, people use dummies and stuff in those HOA lanes.
We have a real quick whatever. Remember when. Should we do the remember? Yes. Because back in 1910, they thought white babies would be extinct by the year 2015.
Oh, dear God.
No, not just any, not just all babies. Have you seen a baby recently?
Just the white
well,
ones.
Then consider yourself lucky. They were supposed to be extinct by the year 2015. At least that's according to the first two paragraphs of a newspaper article in the December 31st, 1910 edition of the Asheville Citizen in North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Because that's where I go for my news. But keep reading the article and you'll notice they're not just talking about any babies. They're talking about white American babies. Like bread or cheese. The article quotes a professor Walter F. Wilcox at Cornell, who, by the third paragraph, explains that the United States is committing, quote, race suicide. What does that mean? It means that white women aren't having enough babies. By the year 2015, babies, by which he means white babies, will be a thing of the past. If this all sounds familiar, it may be because we still hear plenty of the same fears from politicians and talking heads here in the 21st century. You were about to say, Craig?
Good for us, for we showed them.
Yeah. From the December 31st article, it says, there will be no children in the United States under 5 years of age in the year 2020. Babies, according to...
What?
Accordingly, will have disappeared from the country as early as the year 2015. This is mathematical conclusions of Professor Walter F. Wilcox of Cornell University, announced to the American Statistical Association at its concluding session this afternoon. The only hope of seeing babies in the United States after 2020, according to Professor Wilcox's calculation, is by possible importation from some unreadable to have babies 80 years after the United States has quit. Oh, we have to go get them from another country. That's nice. Quote,
America's greatest import.
We send them wheat? What are we sending these days? And we get babies back.
We for babies. Hey, quote, we export cabbage and they give us the babies.
And kitty litter, apparently. There will be proportionally more race suicide in the United States than in France. What is that a comparison to?
We got
to
drag them into it.
And we dare them. An endowment for the stork was recommended to the American Sociological Society by some unreadable L. Howell professor of sociology in the University of Nebraska. In an address on the social control of domestic relations, he declared the state should honor motherhood by endowing mothers. Is that maybe that's where Mother's Day was invented?
Mm, there we go.
Wow. Glad that one didn't come true. That and
that's what I'm saying.
Flying cars.
I can't even comment on the stupidity of that story.
I think it's directly I think
you just did.
Every year we get something, don't we?
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here in the media corner.
Craig, you read Ready Player One, right?
I did. Actually, yes. And we interviewed Ernest Cline here on the show.
Yes, we did. Did you gentlemen read the story?
No.
Or listen to it?
No.
Oh, very good
I don't
story.
Think so.
If you get it from audible.com, Will Wheaton narrates it, which is even more authentic because, you know, he's an 80s nerd and this goes right up along that and he plays into it very well. Craig, would you read on?
Yes, I will try. Ernest Cline's novel Ready Player One is chock full of tributes to the geek culture of the late 20th century, especially its movies and video games. And it turns out that the movie version will be helmed by a man who was inspired incredible amounts of 1980s and 1990s nostalgia all on his own. George Lucas.
No.
Steven Spielberg.
This is rather meta.
Yeah. So Deadline is reporting that Steven Spielberg has signed on to direct the movie set in a...
really? It's a crap sack future.
I'm sorry, I lost it trying to read that.
At least we're not reading this on Geekology. It gets even worse.
Yeah. Where most of the young people spend their time plugged into the virtual world known as Oasis. The book follows Wade Watts, a teenager who is competing on a virtual Easter egg hunt launched by Oasis creator James Holiday. Whoever wins the hunt will inherit Holiday's vast estate and control the Oasis. Watts and his friends are trying to find the Easter egg, or find the egg before the hunters do, including those finding the
Those funding by a multinational corporation. They got the big guns. So
a mutilation corporation.
Yeah, there we go. Speaking of mutilation, why am I trying to pronounce this word? Anyway.
It's a really interesting story, and they do stick in a lot of 80s pop culture because it is the crap sack future with, you know, it's almost like a post-apocalyptic world, but all they have is this virtual world to live in because it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And
I gotta check this out.
The adventure is really well done. I enjoyed it. We talked to Ernest Cline. There was some debate though. I did post this on to Facebook a few days ago, and Facebook two.
Is that what you said?
I posted it to Facebook.
To Facebook, not Facebook two.
There's two Facebooks now.
Well, I have two Facebook apps on my phone. Quickly, well, so did the thread. I posted about this movie and it turned into this whole different discussion, a life of its own. But if you want to go check that out, there is some reservation about whether Spielberg can do this thing justice or not. Because he's had some real lemons. that was like a slot machine close enough.
I think he's more than capable of doing it. He's still got it.
Put your heart into it.
Yeah, I think Spielberg can pull it off. Hey, I just watched some of his work tonight.
E.T.?
Goonies.
Oh.
Okay.
Actually, my son loves Goonies, and he was showing...
And that, that's too.
The wrong music to go with.
Sorry. That's not the Goonies music?
And it's another Spielberg creation. No, but my son was had his friend over, and he's like, oh, you hadn't seen Goonies? Threw it in. So like, that's awesome. He likes it that much.
He's had a number, but he hasn't had a good number in the recent years.
And well, you know what? When he did AI, that movie just...
Right. That's the one that kind of hit a nerve.
Don't ask Joe about that one.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, there was some of it I liked, but it just did not work. I don't think it worked.
You mentioned Lucas, so I have to play this.
You'll never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Or a crap sack future.
Be cautious.
In a crap sack future. The reason I play that is because Star Wars tourists are warned about possible ISIS attacks near Tatooine.
Great.
Yes.
Star Tours is now ready for boarding.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Thank you for riding Johnny Cab.
I was ready to board the train, and I just heard the tone.
They've ruthlessly murdered scores of innocent people, destroyed priceless artifacts, and bulldozed ancient cities. Now ISIS recruits are passing through Luke Skywalker's home planet on their way to Libya. And Star Wars... Hey, who's moving this thing around on me? And Star Wars was inspired by the real city of Tatooine, is a T-A-T-A.
Tunisia.
Yeah, in Tunisia.
Tunisia?
Audacious set of tatas. And parts of the country were used as the backdrop for various scenes in the films. Fans have been flocking to Tunisia for years to visit the locations, but now they're being warned against it. As Islamic terrorist group ISIS expands into the region, over the past month, authorities have found numerous weapons caches, including rocket launchers, and arrested several men on their way to cross the border and join ISIS in Libya, according to CNN. Or we'll get the Technorama news crew out there to follow up on that right away.
You know, well, they've been tearing down and destroying these Christian symbols and stuff like that. And I guess they just... Jedi. We got to get rid of them too.
Yeah, it's another religion we don't believe in.
Yeah, let's join Vader and get rid of the Jedis.
We can throw the Pastafarians at them. Have some spaghetti. And if you have a few coins in your coffer, what can you buy, Keith? Tell them.
Oh, I can't see the article.
What?
Click away, click back.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There. Ooh, a shiny new 2015 light cycle.
Yay. I don't have any Tron sounds. I don't have any Tron sounds.
No Tron sounds?
What about this one?
The closest.
No.
Whoa.
No, not even.
The closest one I can do is a lightsaber. That's,
that's hardly Tron.
Yeah, no.
Then over to you.
Okay, well, father and son duo Paul and Chris Andrews are car collectors, ranging from the rare to the classic. On May 2nd, they will be auctioning off a custom replica of the Tron Legacy light cycle that was made specifically for them. 96 volt direct drive electric motor with lithium batteries and a computer controlled throttle, rebound and compression damping with spring preload front suspension and rigid rear suspension and front and rear hydraulic brakes. Now say that five times fast, people.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Yeah. This custom electric vehicle was built especially for the Andrews Collection to recreate the unique motorcycles seen in the 2010 movie Tron Legacy. It is a highly compelling work of mobile art that has an enduring connection to pop culture.
You know how much, you know, this what baby's going for? Go, Craig.
I was going to say, I had that same feeling when I saw the General Lee. It's a compelling mob art.
This one would be a little harder to build, but
no, this is awesome.
It is being held on auction May 2nd, as Ben said, the without reserve, $25,000
to $40,000. Holy criminy.
That's not a bad price, actually, for a custom cycle.
Considering that this is, I mean, it's very custom. This thing is tricked out in an amazing way. It was a nightmare to build because I read stories on this. So for it to only come in at that price, I think is rather surprising.
Is it street legal?
Yes, it is, actually.
Does it have a taillight and a headlight? You're good, right?
I believe it is street legal.
Now that would be cool.
Yeah.
Where would you put the tag?
On your helmet.
On the helmet. I saw the other day there was something posted on Facebook. Somebody was holding the tag behind them. It was the passenger on a bike.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
Of course.
Now, this is not the first Tron cycle that somebody's made before.
No? Well, they've made them, but I think this is an actual running machine. Decorative.
I've seen one now, of course, in all fairness. It is the internet. But I have seen a Tron cycle on in video moving around.
It might be the same one.
That's very possible. I'm just saying, I've seen it before this story started floating around. So I don't know if somebody just made their own at some point or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It still looks cool.
I know we've done stories of people trying to build the Bat Cycle too. Now, and you know where I'd put the license on that one. Right on Anne Hathaway's butt.
There you go. Here's a video right here. It was from 2011. It may be. Yeah, it looks like a motorcycle. It looks just like that one. Maybe it is the same one.
Maybe it was that when they started building it.
Man, it looks tough to turn because you got the.
Yeah, it's got a really weird turning radius.
Yeah, look at the rim.
Two light years.
The fenders.
Pretty much.
The fenders come all the way down. So you only got a little bit of the tire exposed for the for the road.
Yeah.
That's gotta be tough without I would end up turning.
Yeah. I think that's part of the problem is the way it's built that if you turn it too sharp, it'll just tip.
Dump. Yeah. Looks like a lot of body housing and stuff to scratch up too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just take a scooter.
A light scooter instead of a light cycle. Craig's making his whole line of light vehicles.
Get a light Vespa.
I'm going to strap on my light roller blades.
I want a light unicycle.
Yeah. That's coming up in the sequel, in the third. So they'll make that.
Oh, in Tron 3? Oh, that'd be nice.
A recumbent light cycle.
There we go.
Hey. You know, it's kind of got a bit of a stylish design to it. That could work.
I think it'd be easier to drive.
A light trike.
A light trike.
Well, can I have a recumbent unicycle then?
That would be cool.
Let me think about that.
All right, we're gonna finish up with a joke. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson's favorite joke. Okay, now either you're gonna get it or you don't. Higgs boson walks into a church and the priest says, "I'm sorry, my son, but we don't allow Higgs bosons to come to churches." And the Higgs says, "But without me, you can't have mass."
Yes, I got it.
Neil, you can do better.
Yeah. Was it Rene Descartes walked into a bar and the bartender says, "Having a beer?" And he says, "I think not." And he disappeared.
That's we told that one about 6 months ago and I didn't get it until someone explained. Yeah.
Actually,
funny.
Yeah. Now you get it.
Hey, I told this is a stupid joke. I told my son he they didn't They gave me one of those faces like, oh, that's a dad joke. I said, I read it online and I had to share it with him. Why can't you tell a joke to a kleptomaniac?
Because he'll steal it from you.
Yeah, they take it too literally.
They take it too literally.
They take it literally. Get it?
No. Yeah, I'm not even doing that one.
Oh, all three of y'all are giving me the dad face.
You could tell over the microphone, couldn't you?
I can feel it.
Just wait till he's in the studio.
Yeah. That reminds me. I'll come prepared.
Craig is coming to the studio. He'll be on the air 1 month or 4 weeks from now. Is that right? Yeah.
Is it 4 weeks?
April 26th. Okay. Yes. We have a lot of things to do before then.
Is it going to look like this?
William Shatner? Young William Shatner? Probably not.
Yes. Animated William Shatner.
The animated one. Yes, that's me.
So if you are in the Phoenix area and want to stop by, let us know. Otherwise, send us your well wishes because that is also our 10th anniversary. That's why he's coming here. He's gonna spare no expense like on Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Only we won't have dinosaurs that'll eat the show. So
access denied.
Send us your comments. 206-222-CHAT or call the... No, that was the listener line.
That was the
send
listener
us line. An email. I can't talk and click things, man.
Trust me, I know. That's what got me in trouble last time.
Men in game moment here.
Oh, so that's what it's called. It's been given a name.
It is now.
It's the men in gay syndrome.
Good thing he doesn't listen to us unless he's here.
It's a psychological condition.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for hanging out. Craig, was there anybody in the chat room? We never did get to that. Shout out to the chat room.
Scott Tyler. Yay. Tim Elliott. Mad Marv. And that's about it.
Three. That's two more than last time.
Three, count them. Three chapters.
Stop on over to the website, chuckchat.com, and click on Technorama if you want all that information about where to find us, how to find us, and when to find us. Until next time. Binary high five.
One, ha, ha, ha. Zero, ha, ha, ha. One, ha, ha, ha.
Did the count ever count to zero?